Let's go to far off places and search for treasures bright. Come dream with me tonight. Let's build a giant airship and sail into the sky. Let's watch the ground so far below. Let's watch the birds as they fly by. Fly so high. Come dream with me tonight.
Hello and welcome to the 54th episode of TuneCast, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I am your host, Steve Joe and Mike, and today I'm joined once again by Kevin Optimus Solo Thompson. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing pretty good.
Yes, today we will be talking about Teddy Ruxpin. I think we're just going to get right into it. I don't think there's really anything going on that we need to bring up.
I don't think so either.
The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin is an animated television series based on Teddy Ruxpin, an animatronic teddy bear created by Ken Forsey and distributed by toy manufacturer Worlds of Wonder. It was produced for television syndication by Deke, with Atkinson Film Arts using many of the same voice actors used in the book and tape series that was made for the eponymous animatronic toy. While some of these stories used in the TV series were adapted from the books, many were original and greatly expanded upon the world established there. The series differed from traditional children's animation in that most of its 65 episodes were serialized rather than traditional episodic form. In the United States, the series was originally syndicated by LBS Communications. Today, all international distribution rights to the series are held by Don Taffiner's DLT Entertainment. Ooh, well, that's the history lesson. You know, if you replace that D with a B, you'd have Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Entertainment. going into the general memories, honestly, I remember the toy more than I do the cartoon.
Yeah. I never had the I never had the toy, but my cousin, I don't know which relative it was, but one of my relatives that babysat me every once in a while had the toy, and I do remember, you know, listening to it a lot at their house, but I never had the toy myself. But I remember the toy, and I remember listening to the stories in the toy and all that stuff and thinking it was cool that I could take it part of his back and put tapes on and stuff like that. But I don't ever remember watching the cartoon as a kid. There is not very many 80s cartoons that you'll hear me say that about, but I honestly don't think I watched this in the 80s.
And, you know, I have to make a note about this because people are going to hear you say that and they're going to be like, well, why the hell are they covering it? Honestly, it's because I remember the toy and I knew that there was a cartoon series from the toy. That's honestly why it's on the schedule. And, you know, maybe when we do episode 100, maybe we'll have some sort of 80s toys special, or maybe there'll be an episode of GeekCast Radio Podcast of that or something. I don't know yet. But that's the reason why we're covering it, is I remember either having the toy or my cousins had it or something, or I had the books on tape or something. I don't know. As far as the characters, getting into the characters and voice actors segment here, The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin features a large menagerie of sentient species for its character base. Eliops, brown and bear-like with kind dispositions. Octopedes, orange and caterpillar-like with eight legs, each with fully formed hands. Oh boy. Perloons, humans who usually are professional in nature, e.g. scientist or doctor or wizard. There's a bunch of stuff, basically.
The main characters I remember... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say the main three characters for the protagonist is Teddy Ruxpin, a young Eliop whose father disappeared and had... when he was a child, he comes to Grundo to follow a treasure map like other Iliopsy is kind and friendly. He loves adventure. You have Grubby, who is an octopede about Teddy's age. They're best friends. Noted for his large appetite, he is fond of cooking and eating root stew and other foods made from roots. And a Newton Gimmick. Wow, they have a character named Gimmick. Ugh. Usually referred to as simply as Gimmick, a bald inventor with a slight stuttering problem and a broad and otherwise questionable definition of science. He is also somewhat of an absent-minded professor.
Yeah, I watching some of these episodes in preparation for this, because I did watch a handful of episodes, I think actually, as weird as it is, the Newton Gimmick is probably my favorite character. And I think the main reason is because of the voice acting of the other ones. Now, I realize some of the voice actors are somewhat famous, some of them are kind of no names, but the voice that went with Grubby just didn't fit that character to me. It was a very low voice coming out of this, like, you know, whatever you want to call it, insect-type character, and it just didn't seem like it fit, and I thought the voice acting of the guy who did Teddy Ruxpin was just bad. So it made it hard for me to like those characters. So I kind of liked the Newton Gimmick a little better than the other characters. And then the other one I remember is the purplish, pinkish, what's it? I can't remember what his name is. Something what's it?
Tweeg?
No, not Tweeg. I do remember Tweeg, but there was another one that was called something like Who's It, What's It, or Purple, What's It, or I don't remember what its name was, but...
LB?
No, it wasn't that one either. I don't remember who it was.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, the Wooly What's It.
Yeah, the Wooly What's It. I like him, too. Or it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I like the fact that the show is serialized instead of episodic.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I needed some better characters, I guess.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah. And again, and I'll probably say this throughout this entire episode, the only reason why, I even watched the show was because of the toy.
Yeah.
So.
The show was a complete flop. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not get, you know, it's not just because we weren't watching it as a lot when we were kids or anything like that. I mean, this was not successful at all when it was airing.
Mm-hmm. As far as the voice cast, I recognize no one.
I do recognize a couple. You had John Stocker, who did Newton Gimmick.
Yeah.
And Will Ryan, who did Grubby, even though I don't like him as Grubby. Those are the two that I recognize.
Maybe if I look them up, I'll know what they...
Will Ryan's a weird-looking guy. He's done a few things, and John Stocker did a few things. But those are the only two I recognize. I don't recognize Phil Barron, who did Teddy Ruxpin. I don't recognize hardly any of the other ones. But I don't know. The voice acting in this show was kind of inconsistent in the episodes I was watching, and it just seemed like some of these voices just did not fit the character at all.
Yeah. No, not really.
Yeah.
You know, and this show was pretty much done in 87, and...
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, 87 was Turtle Mania.
Well, the interesting thing is that the Teddy Ruxpin, I mean, this was in 1987, whatever. In 1993, they tried to make a comeback with a doll, and they packaged it with a companion line of cartoon video cassettes starring Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and other properties. It's kind of interesting how they tried to kind of like piggyback on some of their success. They're like, we can't make it on our characters, but let's put the doll and then have tapes of other shows in it.
Wow, that's sad. We have no behind the scenes information. There were some directors, there were some writers. I honestly don't recognize any of them. Going into the actual show, the plot summary here: The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin follows young Teddy Ruxpin as he leaves his home on the island of Relonia with his best friend Grubby to follow an ancient map where it leads him to find a collection of crystals on the mainland of Grundo. With the help of his new friend Newton Gimmick, Teddy and Grubby discover the magical powers of what turns out to be an ancestral treasure, as well as an organization with ambitions to use it for evil. Along the way, Teddy learns the long-lost history of his species and clues to the location of his missing father. Sounds interesting, but it was still a flop.
And another thing that didn't help it was basically that as the cartoon, basically you had the toy, and the toy was like mad, crazy, popular, just kind of like, the best thing that you can describe the, or compare the toy to was Furby. It was like the Furby as far as getting so popular so quickly, but the problem was then they're like, let's do a cartoon, and then the toy did exactly what Furby's did, which is become a complete flop.
Yep.
Had mad success, and then you had a complete flop. And the problem was is it flopped about the time the cartoon came out. So it just wasn't good timing by them.
Nope, not at all. I honestly, until I go back and listen, like while I edit this episode, I honestly don't remember the theme song, but...
I do remember the theme song. The theme song is actually decent. It's kind of odd that you could listen to the whole theme song and not know, and almost not know what show it's for. But it's still somewhat catchy. I will give it credit.
Mm. And the series original music was done by Andrew Huggett and George Wilkins. Going into the legacy segment, as far as the toys, comics, DVD releases, and all that happy crap, Teddy Ruxpin is an animatronic talking bear, which was created by Ken Forsey with later assistance by Larry Larson and John Davies. He was first produced in 1985 by toy manufacturer Worlds of Wonder. Teddy would move his mouth and eyes as he read stories via a standard audio tape deck built into his back. There was also a companion toy named Grubby, which connected to Teddy via a cable. This allowed the two some minimal interaction, as well as there were several other non-animatronic companion toys and characters, such as the bird-like Fobs, a hand puppet with sock-like extendable neck, and larger woolly What's-It hand puppet, a Twig puppet, and an LB Bounder puppet. Okay, wait. Characters such as the bird-like Fobs, a hand puppet with a sock-like extendable neck. Oh my god. It's not just Disney that has bad thoughts when it comes to cartoons and toys.
Oh my god.
Sock-like puppet with extended... Oh my god. The sock is growing! The sock is growing!
Yikes.
With the strength of its line of toys, World of Wonder's fortune rose well beyond its assets. This culminated in rather a spectacular tumble as the stock trades by a company officers spooked the investors. Attempting to stem the tide, WoW issued a non-investment trade bonds, commonly known as junk bonds, in an effort to buoy itself, although there was some contention as whether this strategy would have helped. The attempt was made moot by the 1987 stock market crash. Worlds of Wonder eventually filed for bankruptcy in 88 and went through a series of layoffs. By 91, the company folded and the remaining assets were liquidated. The Teddy Ruxpin toy line was picked up by Hasbro. Wow! Hasbro! Which produced him until 1996 using the redesign that had been implemented by WoW. This design was smaller and used special cartridges instead of cassette tapes. Unfortunately, this cartridge system proved to be easily damaged. In 1998, Yes Entertainment bought Teddy Ruxpin back to stores. For a third time, the toy's size was largely in the same as the Play School version, other than Teddy's clothes, but the biggest change was Yes returned to using the standard cassette tapes. This venture was short-lived, however, as the Yes Entertainment's corporate management and financial troubles ultimately resulted in Alchemy 2 withdrawing the licensing for Teddy. In 2005, Backpack Toys announced the fourth version of Teddy Ruxpin, which replaced the audio tapes with digital cartridges. Teddy is currently available via retailers and online retail channels. I guess I'll go into the DVD releases. In February 2006, First National Pictures released two volumes of the series, 11 episodes on DVD. Two additional volumes were to be released to complete the series, but for unknown reasons, they were never released. In January 2008, Mill Creek Entertainment acquired the rights to the series. They subsequently released all 65 episodes in three volume sets. On January 27, 2009, Mill Creek Entertainment released a six-disc complete series box set featuring all 65 episodes on DVD for the very first time. Uh-huh. I may want to get that. I don't know. The complete series. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
It'd be interesting to see a serialized thing from start to finish, but I don't know if I could buy it.
Yeah, it just depends on how much it is, but yeah. Last thing before we close this show, impact in popular culture. The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin was one of the very first Western cartoon shows to be seen by population of Bulgaria in the late 1980s. The influence of this show can be seen in the text on the then-modern post-punk band Review and their song Teddy Ruxpin. Also, the very first underground music shop to open in the capital of Bulgaria, Sofia, what was and is to this date called Mavo, in reference to the antagonistic organization in the cartoon show. Yeah, that's not very interesting. Not very interesting at all. Alright. Yeah. So, wow. This is probably going to be the shortest episode of Tooncast ever outside of the episode zero.
It's perfect, though, because it's about as short as the lifespan of the Teddy Ruxpin cartoon and toy.
And on that end clip,
Tooncast will be back after these messages. Hey, you're listening to Tooncast. Yay! Now back to Tooncast.
What are your final thoughts on Teddy Ruxpin, sir?
Basically, I mean, it is what it is, but the problem is, with Teddy Ruxpin, is it came out in an era where there was, even for that genre, way more better stuff to watch. I mean, it might be a great cartoon, but there were so many better options as far as voicing, animation, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, Teddy Ruxpin was a great toy. It was a breakthrough toy that, you know, it hadn't really been done before. It was very popular, but maybe it should have stayed a toy.
Yeah. I honestly loved the toy. And again, I can't remember if I actually had one or if it was my cousin's. I don't remember. I believe I had one. I don't know. I'll have to ask my mom and I'll let everybody know in episode 55. But yeah, I may want to get the series on DVD, but again, it goes to price is what the complete series set is going to cost. Don't really know. I actually have, I just thought of this just now, want listener feedback on what you guys think about, for the rest of the show, us including as the outro music the theme to the next episode of the podcast. So, like, starting this episode, we'd have the Teddy Ruxpin theme, and then after you hear this outro, you'll have, like, next week's episode will be the Wuzzles. So you'll have the Wuzzles theme. Well, my problem is with that ideology is that the intro for next week's episode is going to be the exact same thing as the outro for this week's episode as far as the music. I don't know what you guys think about that. You can email me tfg1mike@gmail.com and let me know. And, you know, we'll see where that goes. Do we have anything else we want to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Do you want to plug anything? Anything new going over on at behind the actors of voice.com?
Behind the voiceactors.com. I think the nothing new for now, but I'll be plugging something probably in the next couple episodes.
Okay, good deal. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com. Join the forums predaconempire.com/nexus. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes, please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is GCRN Tooncast. Mine is TFG1Mike. What is your Twitter?
BossKDog.
Become a fan on Facebook. Search GeekCast Radio Network. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast and wish you'll join us next time when we will be reminiscing on... Oh, crap. Oops. I said the Wuzzles at first. It's not. It's... It's the Gummy Bears, so I'm going to put the Gummy Bears music as the outro to this.
Sounds good.
I completely forgot. So, yeah, next episode is the Gummy Bears. For now, I am TFG on mic with...
Optimus Solo.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Oops, that's the wrong window.
Dashing and daring, courageous and... Faithful and friendly, with service to share. All the forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears, bouncing here and there and everywhere. I mention that beyond compare, they are the gummy bears. Magic and mystery are part of their history, along with the secret of gummy bear juice. The legend is growing, they take pride and know. The fight for what's right, whatever they do.